Much of the news that we see on television or hear on our radios is filled with sorrow, sadness, tears, agony, and loss due to fires, accidents, abuse, arson, theft, murder, and the horrible acts continued day after day. Many people are left depressed or distressed by such news reports, and life becomes a great burden to adults and youth alike, for they see no real hope for a better future. Today, I have very good news for you, news that can make you very joyful and happy, news that will give you something you can never lose and will guarantee you an assured, bright future. I share with you a document by which you can become a recipient of a tremendous estate. This will has been written, signed, and is offered to you for your acceptance. This written will is given to us by the Almighty God of eternity. The inheritance is described for us, and you can know the details if you will listen carefully. I will read part of this document that is recorded for us by God through his Jewish believing servant Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 3 through 11 and 18 and 19. I will read this entire portion of Holy Scripture and then comment so that you will understand what God offers to us in this inheritance. The Word of God says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus the Messiah," or Christ in the Greek when translated from the Hebrew, "which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations or trials, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus the Messiah, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Messiah which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Messiah and the glory that should follow. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation or conduct, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Messiah, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." In verse 4 of God's Word here, we read that the inheritance that God has promised to us cannot be corrupted, it cannot be defiled, and it will not fade away, for it is reserved in heaven for those who trust God's plan of forgiveness of sin in Messiah Jesus. There has never been a beneficiary of an estate who can say this of an inheritance. An inheritance of money will be spent and perhaps soon be gone. It will fade away eventually. The material things that are purchased with funds from an estate will deteriorate or have to be replaced in time. Anything in this life that is material is also perishable. It can and will change. The promise of God is an inheritance for us in heaven. Heaven is a perfect place. Nothing will deteriorate there. No one will bring sin and corruption there. According to the promise of the Lord, for those in heaven there will be no more tears, no more pain, no more sin, no more death, just to name a few of the great blessings of God that He has in store for those whose sins have been forgiven through Messiah Jesus and His resurrection for us. In verse 3, we are told that we can receive this inheritance because of the mercy of God. Mercy means we do not receive something we deserve. As sinners, and we all have sinned, we deserve to spend an eternity in hell. But because of God's great love and provision, we do not have to fear the future, for God's mercy has provided for our cleansing from sin and will give to the trusting heart a new life now and the assurance of an eternity in heaven as our inheritance. This verse says that God has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus our Messiah from the dead. As Jesus was raised from the grave and is now at the right hand of God in heaven, so Bible believers have absolute assurance of heaven someday after death. The word hope in the New Covenant really means assurance. Today, when people hope for something, there is a chance or a possibility that they will not receive it. They might not obtain it at all. In the Bible, when we have the word hope, it is a definite act that will be done and accomplished by God. For the Bible believer, we have a living assurance of what the future holds for us, and it is an inheritance that is promised to us by Almighty God. God is truth. He never lies. We can rely upon His word and promise with absolute assurance. The resurrection of Jesus from the grave is a fact of history. Heaven is a future reality for us and gives great peace in the midst of the trials of life in which we now live. In verse 4 again, it says our inheritance is reserved for us. The Lord God has reserved a place in heaven for every person who will accept His plan of forgiveness of sin. There is no sin in heaven. God is perfect, and so our sins must be cleansed now if we are to be a partaker of the inheritance that God has provided in Messiah Jesus. Verse 5 assures us that the way we can know that our inheritance is real and awaits us in glory someday is that it is kept or guarded for us by the power of God. The power of God brought the earth and human life into existence. He is the Almighty Creator. There is nothing that God cannot do. This great, awesome power of God is protecting and keeping our inheritance in heaven for us, and He will enable us to be faithful as we trust Him and walk in His will for our lives. Do you have this great assurance? Do you have this inheritance waiting for you? You can have it through God's working in your life, and as you trust in Messiah Jesus as your sin bearer and atonement, so that you will know this forgiveness of sin today and have God's joy and peace in heaven someday as your inheritance forever and ever. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's Ephrata, Pennsylvania 17522. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in His way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity.